Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. My name is Elaine Yaley Bowen, and it is my privilege to serve as the lay leader for today's service. I am delighted to welcome you into this liberal religious community.
5 years ago, when I was thinking about what I wanted to do after I retired from my full-time job, I allowed myself to fantasize about what I might be doing if I was totally unencumbered by the parameters of reality. I envisioned myself performing wedding ceremonies, even though there was no logical way that this could ever take place. At the time, I was having my first experience as a member of the small group ministry program known today as Chalice Groups. I was growing close to the members of my group and had developed a relationship of trust with all of them. But with Trish McLaughlin in particular, I felt comfortable sharing my fantasy. Shortly afterward, Trish brought me an advertisement from a magazine about a nonprofit organization known as Celebrance, which offered a training program for lay individuals who wanted to perform rituals such as wedding ceremonies. Her nudging prompted me to investigate it and ultimately led to me to the Unitarian Universalist Commission Lay Leader Program. The following year, I shared an expanded dream with my new set of Chalice Group members. Even though it seemed like an impossible fantasy, and I was hesitant to share it, I told them that I hoped that someday not only would I be able to perform wedding ceremonies, but I'd love to own a property that I could offer as an attractive option for people having trouble finding a private, natural setting for a small wedding ceremony. Group members expressed enthusiasm and reinforcement. I even received a handwritten note, which I still have, from one of my fellow members, Jen Noden, who shared words of encouragement and support. There's something about having the opportunity to speak your dreams out loud in a safe and supportive environment that has a way of propelling you forward. In 2 weeks, I'll be performing my 8th wedding ceremony, and it'll be for a young couple who asked if they could hold it in the scenic backyard of my new home. Now, I'm not saying that Chalice Groups will necessarily transform your life, but it might. In gratitude for the gifts of this church, I invite you to come forward and let us worship together.
I must say, you're so much better than first service. I think you've had your coffee and time to wake up. When I sent in my order of service over the computer on Wednesday morning to our intrepid administrator, Judy Brannon, I got a very quick reply back. She said, you missed a lot of the mission statement that you sent me. And I said, no, I did that on purpose. Because we have a quite beautiful and wonderfully crafted mission statement. However, sometimes I think we miss the essence of it. So I stripped away the other beautiful language and the surrounding phrases and decided that I wanted you to learn with me this morning the very guts or essence of our mission. So I'm going to ask you to, the first time through, feel free to look at your order of service, but for the second and third times, try it by heart. Our mission is to inspire people to live caring lives of meaning and purpose. Our mission is to inspire people.
As you
you know, the topic for this morning's worship service is our church's Chalice Group program and its impact on the participants and on our congregation. And those of you that are staying for the whole service will learn a whole lot about Chalice Groups. But those that aren't, for those folks, I will just give you a very brief description. Chalice Groups are a gathering of 8 to 10 people who meet together on a regular basis to share about the important aspects of their lives and to support each other in their journey of spiritual growth. The Chalice Groups participate together in a project that serves the community. The members of each Chalice Group make promises to each other about how they will treat each other, and these promises are called covenants. That sounds a lot to me like our religious education programs for children and youth here at our church. We also gather in small groups every Sunday morning to consider what is important in life. And we also do service projects as part of our classroom activities throughout the year. And we also make promises to each other. During the first few class sessions in the fall, each of the groups creates a shared covenant. Each child, youth, and teacher has a say about what will be included in the classroom covenant. This activity always generates a list of promises, which shows that our children and youth truly respect each other and hope that their time together on Sunday mornings is safe and nurturing. So I thought I would share some excerpts of our classroom covenants that were created earlier this month. So our youngest children in our Spirit Play group have made these promises to each other: to be good and kind and nice. No hitting, kicking, biting, slapping, hair pulling, roughhousing, running, or hurting. Don't say mean words. Don't play with things that aren't meant to be played with. And this very important one, don't show your underwear. And they've also promised to be gentle with each other. Our school-age children have made these promises: to treat each other as you would like to be treated, to speak kindly, to pay attention, to stay in your seat unless there is a good reason to leave, to be confident, to choose to participate or choose not to participate, and to have fun. And our middle school group has made these promises to each other: that while they're together, they will use no electronic equipment. That's quite a promise. They promise to respect and learn from each other. They promise to have fun. And this is my favorite because it really shows a great deal of self-awareness. They promise no loophole exploiting. So amid the innocence and a small measure of silliness, the children and their youth have tapped into their collective wisdom to create a strong foundation of shared responsibility upon which to build a strong, nurturing community of faith.
Will you join me now in the spirit of prayer? Spirit of the universe and all that lies beyond, we are in a season of turning. We have turned and left solstice and summer behind. We have entered the equinox and the autumn season. For some, this is a joyous time of coolness and color and embracing nature as she does what she does. For some, it is a time of sadness and mourning as the warmth has passed, the bright sun is now muted, and we enter a time of some for mourning, for sadness. But there is a time and a season, there is a purpose to everything under the heavens. May those who are joyous help those who are not as we turn and turn and turn yet again. May it be so. Amen, and blessed be. As Karen introduced to us, chalice groups are a ministry of this church, a model that we have adopted to extend worship and expression of our beliefs into an intimate setting beyond Sunday morning. The purpose is to create a sense of belonging by building community and providing an opportunity to search for meaning. Chalice groups help us live and put into practice our Unitarian Universalist principles of acceptance of each other and encouragement to spiritual growth, number three, as well as a free and responsible search for truth and meaning, number four. 5 years ago, we began offering small group ministry, and it has become an integral part of our congregational life. People connected at first by only a common day and time to meet, gather once every 2 to 3 weeks from October until May at a private home to engage in reflection and discussion for 2 hours. A trained facilitator guides the discussion by a format designed for participation by both introverts and extroverts. Topics are varied and decided upon by group choice, their version of democracy, and a menu of topics is available on our website, uukent.org, and includes such titles as Good and Evil, Reading as Spiritual Practice, and Examining the Soul. Some new sessions which are being written will include Fear, my favorite, Squirmy Patriotism, Bodies of Water, and several related to sport. During this service, members of the Wednesday evening chalice group that I had both the honor and privilege of facilitating will offer personal reflections of their experiences. Our hope, our goal, our mission is to inspire you to join us in building beloved community, one small group at a time. Our first reflections will be by Mark Stevens, who is co-facilitator of our group. And in a slight change of agenda, if you will, a second personal reflection will be offered by longtime church member and Chalice Group facilitator Trish McLaughlin.
Chalice groups are formerly called small group ministry, in my opinion, are the best part that the Unitarian Church has to offer, and that's why I ultimately became a member of this community. About 15 years ago in another liberal religious community, they held a chalice group, but it lasted 12 weeks. We met on every Wednesday night in a building similar to this and sat in a circle. And it was very dark, and we all shared our feelings to each other that were very personal and private that I didn't think we'd ever share in a group setting. And many years later, I had memories of that and heard they had it at this church, and that's why I came. And I'll have to say I was a liberal person coming in, but I was more of a liberal person going out. I'm less prejudiced. I'm much more tolerant of people other than myself, and for that I'm very happy, and that was a Chalice group gift to me, and I hope it's a Chalice group gift to you. But the best part about Chalice groups is you get a chance to share and care each other's needs, something you don't get in coffee hour, where you just stand around. And others, like me in coffee hour, you're probably maybe quite shy. Sometimes I wish it were called Irish coffee hour. I know I'd feel better, but that's another topic for another time and another place. I used to belong to another liberal-type religious community that was a little based in New Thought, and their beliefs were a little different. They focused more on prosperity. But I like so much Chalice Group or small group ministry that I tried to make it part of their curriculum. And they weren't very happy about it because it didn't emphasize prosperity enough. But in my opinion, they overlooked something. Prosperity is a lot of things, and it's nice to have a prosperous life, but prosperity could also be defined in human relationships, and you really get a chance to build them in Chalice groups. Many years ago, a first lady, when she was giving the commencement address at Yale University, told the graduating class that when you get to the end of your life, you're not going to regret that one business deal you didn't close, the stocks that went high and low. You're going to wish you spent more time with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. And Chalice Group gives you an opportunity to do that. I'm going to close with one of my favorite sayings. It's right by Rabbi Hillel, who lived about the time of Jesus. If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? If I'm only for myself, what good am I? This is a chance to reach out beyond yourself and truly let your light shine. And have a great day.
Well, that's a hard act to follow. That was really inspiring, Mark. Thank you. I was asked just on the very spur of the moment, so I'm going to share something that I hope will be a little different. For the last several years, I've been part of a particular couples group. So if you sign up and join, you can indicate whether you want to be part of the couples or not. And I found that a really enjoyable thing, because I don't know about you, but you can be in a couple and not sit down and have deep conversations about important topics. You're just talking about day-to-day life. So it's really nice to have that opportunity. Another aspect is in my day-to-day work, I'm a speech pathologist. I see people in short bursts of time, and they come with a problem. And it's my job to really be thinking fast while they're telling me about it and be thinking of solutions. So in my day-to-day life, I'm not always a very good listener. People start telling me their problem, and I'm going, click, 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 click. What can I suggest for them to do? And there's a delightful part of this small group or chalice group format, which is you go around and you share, check in about what's happening in your life, if you wish to, and no one responds. And it's so delightful. I just sit there, and I just listen. It's so relaxing. And then when we know the topic and we've read the readings and it's a chance for people, if they wish to share their thoughts or experiences, again, the format is, I don't have to respond. It's awesome. It's really good training for me in being a better listener. And it's an opportunity to get to know people way better than you ever get a chance to at coffee hour and other opportunities. I'm in a group called the Celtic Clan, and I've known Rhonda Richardson in that group for many years. But this last year, I co-facilitated. And one of the neat things about being co-facilitator is you also be part of the group, too. And we both learned things about each other we had no idea about, even though we'd been meeting once a week for many years. So if you're at all tempted, I would say go for it. You won't regret it.
If there is one thread that runs through our chalice group, it is laughter. However serious our topic, we always found a way to share our joy with one another. I certainly found joy in my favorite session. I hosted our group on my birthday, and I did not expect a surprise birthday party, complete with candles, cake, and singing. I don't think I have ever had a more joyful birthday. Then we began our session. Our topic was the Christmas holiday and how it can be a difficult time. It was a hard time for Mark, and he told us he might find some cheer if he could just see his favorite Christmas movie, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. While the others were laughing at his description of this movie, which is so very bad it's good, I wondered, should I or shouldn't I? It would be breaking the rules, but I snuck out back, got my copy, and presented it to Mark. For you, I said. For keeps? He asked. Yes, it's my Christmas present for you. Mark laughed so hard, his face turned red. I told everyone, I think we're seeing Mark's happy face. And Elaine topped me with, I think we're seeing Mark's happy 10-year-old boy face. And that got us all laughing again. Treva came next, and as she spoke, I heard... Oh, no! You see, the back of my couch is covered in plush animals, and some of them talk. One of them had fallen behind Treva, and every time she tried to say something, she was rudely interrupted with... What to do? I didn't want to interrupt her, but I could see everyone looking around, wondering. So I reached behind a pillow and pulled out. Okay, that's enough, little guy. Thankfully, Treva is such a good sport, she just started laughing, and it spread around. But when Elaine said, thank goodness, I was afraid I might have been hallucinating, we all laughed so hard we couldn't breathe. That's the way it was in our group. We shared laughter, tears, joy, concern, and most of all, friendship.
I'm Carolyn Schlemmer, and I'm not a member of this congregation. I'm not even a Unitarian Universalist. But I've been here often, and I feel welcome here. And one of the big reasons has been Chalice Group. I've been part of two different groups so far, and I find them one of the richest parts of my life. They're structured so that everybody has a chance to speak and everybody listens. They really do. Think how many times in the past week you have really been listened to. It's such an incredible gift we can give each other. Everyone truly belongs. No one's an outsider, not even me, and I'm not even a member. The topics are important ones. What a joy not to have to make superficial small talk. Not that it's bad in its place, but you want to get beyond. How are you? I'm fine. How are the kids doing? Isn't the weather good? Instead, we talk about things that matter to the world and to us personally. It's not deep encounter group counseling or anything like that. Nobody has to bare a soul, but our talk is real. The topic may be, for example, sharing a piece of music that speaks deeply to each of us or an event in our past that's had spiritual meaning. And we do that and enlarge ourselves and our circle of friends in the process. But during checking in and more informal times, we hear about somebody's grandson, Treva's, for example, a dent in someone's car, people's reactions to something from Melissa's sermon, a new job that somebody has mixed feelings about, a secret dream like Christie's that somebody's decided to realize, or somebody else's small delight. We're together often enough that those things have meaning to everyone in the group. The talk is sometimes deep, sometimes trivial, but it's always honest and authentic. Being part of a group of people being honest and authentic is what keeps me coming back. Recently, I've been reading about an African concept called Ubuntu. It's a definition of being human, not I think, therefore I am, but I am because we are. I am because I'm part of a community. Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, "One of the sayings in our country is Ubuntu, the essence of being human. Ubuntu speaks particularly about the fact that you can't exist as a human being in isolation. It speaks about our interconnectedness. You can't be human all by yourself. A person with Ubuntu is open and available to others, affirming to others, does not feel threatened that others are able and good because he or she has a proper self-assurance that comes from knowing that he or she belongs to a greater whole, and is diminished when others are humiliated or diminished, when others are tortured or oppressed." End quote. This describes the experience of Chalice Group for me. I am me because we are. I am more me and a better me because we spend time together. I enlarge my circle of friends. I get to talk honestly and to genuinely listen to other people's lives and selves. You can't be human all by yourself.
Amen. Carolyn made mention several times that she's not officially a member. Oh, yes, she is. She belongs here. Each Chalice Group does a service project. We share ourselves with the greater community. This service is our Chalice Group's service group, and it has been an honor and a privilege to work with these people. In putting together this service, I knew we were running the risk of it sounding like an hour-long infomercial for Chalice Groups, which, depending upon your point of view, may or may not have occurred. But I'd like to just spend a few moments with you talking about building community. Hundreds of years ago, Cicero said, "We were born to unite with our fellow men and to join in community with the human race." Many, many years later, T.S. Eliot questioned, "What life have you if you have not life together? There is no life that is not in community." In fact, this statement is at the crux of one of the Chalice Group sessions called Exploring the Meaning of Community. We've come together today from our many singular rooms to be here as a community, what the dictionary defines as a social, religious, occupational, or other group sharing common characteristics or interests and perceiving itself as distinct in some respect from the larger society within which it exists. For some, being part of a community is enough, but for others, like me, it is not. They need to be in community, within a subset of the whole, to develop deeper relationships and spiritual intimacy. That can be accomplished here in our church in a myriad of ways: participating in the choir, serving in governance or in worship, participating on a community, being part of a social activity, sharing pancakes once a month for breakfast, or engaging in a Chalice Group. As a new friend or member to this church, it can be daunting and a little bit scary to try and establish relationships with 200 brand new people. It's so much easier to try that in a small group of 7 or 8 outside of the noise and busyness of Sunday morning. For established members or long-termers, what better way to widen our circle of caring and love than to meet new members a few at a time within a chalice group? Building community and being in community requires an investment of time, care, the commitment to engage in active listening, and the ability to share from your heart. As much as we Unitarian Universalists value our independence and individuality, I believe there is truth in Ubuntu. You cannot exist as a human being in isolation. You cannot be human all by yourself. I invite you to be more human in community within this beloved group. Amen. And blessed be.